Patient name, Haley, H-A-L-I-E-G-H, last name, Davenport, D-A-V-E-N-P-O-R-T, date of birth, 3-9-22, date of service, 10-11-23. This is a one-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in due to having fever and throwing up. Apparently, she was exposed to the flu 3 to 4 days ago by a relative. They spent quite a bit of time at their house. Period in a paragraph, also has had some nausea and vomit, diminished appetite as well. diminished activities, patient's mom says she seems very tired as well. Period in a paragraph, pulse, mildly tachycardic, respiration 16, temperature 97.9, the fever has been up to 101 at home. Oxygenating at 99%, allergies none, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a strep test and a flu test. Strep test was negative. The flu test was positive for both influenza A and influenza B. Period to paragraph. On exam, patient is awake. She seems very tired. She does not cry. When I examine her ears, when we lay her down on the exam table, then she begins to be a bit fussy and starts to cry, which is to be expected. She is very clingy toward mom today in the exam room. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light ears. There's no tympanic membrane erythema, oral pharyngeal area erythematous. However, no strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa is moist. Neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. Heart, mildly tachycardic, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft and non-tender, period, in a paragraph, assessment and plan, influenza A and B. Patient will receive Tamiflu per weight protocol, BID for 5 days, period, in a paragraph. I've also encouraged plenty of rest and plenty of fluids. Mom's going to monitor symptoms and then return to clinic if needed.